Dini, we'll start with good news for Liverpool today. Daniel Sturridge, new long-term contract.
Yes, very good. Great to hear. I hope we also hear that he's fit for Saturday, which is still not confirmed. I think they said there's a chance. No, it's great news. I think it's been a revelation since he came to the club. I played with him at Manchester City when he came through the ranks. Went to Chelsea, didn't really work out for him, but I think he needs a club where he's loved, where he's adored by the fans, which he is now. And I hope he finally found his home and feels, you know, lives up to his, not only the expectation, but also what people thought of him, what he wants to do, because he's an outstanding striker. He's got tremendous ability, bundles of pace. And yes, great news to have.
We've seen Brendan Rodgers' examples of his man management skills. Any of his players that have spoken out talk about how good he is with the players. And he obviously picked Daniel up when he'd come through a bit of a low point. He never really made a mark at Chelsea that he would have liked. And then he went last year and became one of Liverpool's best players.
Yes, he did. And Brendan's done that with a few other players. And that's why it's good to have a manager in charge who looks after young players and brings out the best in him. Another example is Jordan Henderson, who's... a lot of fans thought shouldn't play for the club, and last year was one of our best performers. So this is very important to have a manager who keeps faith with players, brings out the best in him, and Sturridge is the best example. And to have him long term now, I think sends out a signal to the rest that Liverpool means business and wants to send the Champions League for good.
Brendan Rodgers has said this week that Liverpool are a team in transition. Would you agree with that?
Well, when you bring 6, 7, 8 players to the club, I think you can always say that. And these players need time to gel, they need time to settle in, and they need to find each other and need to get to know each other on the pitch. I wouldn't be too harsh on the start of the season. I think it was always tough after last year's heroics without getting over the line, unfortunately. But yeah, I agree with that, because if you bring so many players in, then there's a lot of new players in the starting lineup, and they need to get used to each other. And that's why I think once that process is finished, which hopefully will be rather sooner than later, we see results and we see the Liverpool we've seen last season.
Is it inevitable that when you lose a player like Luis Suarez, there's very few as good as him in the whole wide world, that you're going to go and be a weaker team the next season?
Yes and no. You can't replace a player who scores 35 goals, because there's only so many out there. But I think, and I said that last year, I think long term the club will be better off, because if you want to win trophies, you need players you can rely on. And, you know, he missed far too many games, Luis Suarez. And I think the players we brought in now, I think, got huge potential. Don't forget that some of them even Coutinho is in his early 20s. You look at Markovic, Emre Can. I think these will be big assets for the club. The two fullbacks from Spain, they're very young. So you've got a team now that can potentially stay together for the next 3 or 4 years. And, you know, with the experience of Stevie, and you've got Lovren and Skrtel at the back, I think they've got a good mix, a good balance to the team now. And as I said, I'm very hopeful. Yes, there's only 6 games in. You can't make a judgment after 6 games, and one game can make an awful lot of difference. So if we win on Saturday against West Brom, I think things will look different.
I know it hasn't been the start Liverpool fans, and indeed probably Brendan Rodgers and the players, would have hoped for or expected, but it is way too soon to press the panic button, despite the performances not being at the level that they were last season.
Yeah, and Brendan was the first to admit that. He said the team is not at the level he expects them to do, and they were last year. But you know, all you can do is work hard, and confidence is a big thing in football or in any sport. If you don't win games, confidence won't be high, and that's why it's important to get a win, hopefully a convincing win, very soon. And then things will look different, because the team showed last year what they're capable of. You don't win 14 games in a row when you're not a functioning, very talented team. And as I said, I think Suarez has been replaced with the right players, potentially very good. Lallana's been a big loss when he was injured, because I think going forward he can make a difference, or will make a difference. And then Sturridge, he's got 20 goals last year, and he still missed about 10 or 12 games. So I think once he's back, we see a different Liverpool, and hopefully that'll be on Saturday.
We mentioned the man management skills of Brendan Rodgers, and that whole putting his arm around players and getting the best from them. Do you think that that's the kind of manager that would benefit someone like Mario Balotelli?
Well, I hope so. I think Brendan made a decision to bring him to the club, and it showed the player that he wants to work with him, because a lot of teams probably didn't take him because of his antics and because of his past. Brendan is a man, and I feel Brendan is probably the right man to do that, because, as you said, he brought out the best in a lot of players, and I just hope he turns the corner. Balotelli is a fantastic talent. If he concentrates on the football, he'll be a tremendous asset for Liverpool. And you know, saw the reception the fans gave him. similar to Sturridge. He's at a place now where he's adored and loved by the fans if he puts 100% into games and for the football club. Again, he needs a goal. I think it's very important early on in their careers that they get a goal or two, because it settles them down, it gives them confidence, and the quicker he gets that, the better. But again, I think Balotelli can be a major asset for Liverpool, especially now Sturridge has been out.
And finally from me, Diddy, Ireland go to Gelsenkirchen in a couple of weeks' time, desperate to get a result. Would you give them any hope?
Yeah, I think they can get a result, because they showed that they... I think it's the first time in a long time they started well into a qualifying campaign by their win in Georgia, and to win the game was huge. I don't think people expected them to win. People probably would have taken a draw. McGeady is firing on all cylinders. He looks very sharp at the moment. Coleman, they've got some good young players, and I think the most important thing, they've got stability at the top of their team, because in O'Neill and Keane, they've got a couple of people there who know what they do, who've been in the game for a number of years, and I think there was a big problem in the last, especially the last 12 months, because there was a lot of uncertainty about the manager, and I think at times gave the players excuses. That's all gone now. They have to perform. They did it, and if they believe they can get a result in Germany, I wouldn't put it past them.
Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. No worries.